Fridays.
An annual LOL.
That does make me feel bad.
An annual LOLism.
When you try to throw LOL into other words, it sounds it feels like you're almost going to swallow your tongue.
Well, it's also not a word.
Your tongue
acronym.
Gets bigger, and I can feel it putting pressure on my throat.
It, like, almost makes me get hot mouth a little bit because I'm like, it's like hitting my gag reflex a little bit, which I guess makes the name even more perfect.
Yeah, it actually makes it better.
Accurate.
Yeah.
If we can make you physically feel like it feels to hear the podcast, I think that's pretty good.
This is episode 202, right?
Yeah, baby.
Whoa. Ta-ta.
202. Welcome to an all new episode of LOLJK, Saving the World One Topic at a Time. I'm one of your hosts, Joey Reinish.
I'm Kyle McVeigh.
I'm Kim.
I'm Brian.
Welcome to the new era of our Patreon.
Whoa.
Patreon.com/LOLJK podcast kept it the same.
Kept it. That was very Trumpy almost.
Yeah. Was it? And then I kept it the same. I kept
it's a good brand, the same strong brand,
because it's on so many recordings now.
Yeah,
yeah, well, we got to keep it.
I would feel bad to suddenly not have that. So Kyle and I's other show, Yesterday's Tomorrow Today, has merged with LOLJK podcast
Patreon-wise.
And now the Patreon is just Joey and Kyle, which I just changed it from Explosive Magico to Joey and Kyle, which now houses LOLJK and Yesterday's Tomorrow Today. And we are now monthly subscription, not per episode.
Yes.
After several talks and discussions and looking at the way other Patreons have done it, it seems like that is the easiest, cleanest way for someone to support us and know how much they're going to spend in a month.
Yes.
Meaning, if we put out 3 episodes in a month, if we put out 2, if we put out 1, it'll be the same price. You won't suddenly get billed 3 times.
Right.
In a month, and some people like had to manually
some
put limiters.
Said we were trying to trick you, but we weren't.
We weren't.
We just want to make it clear.
We just didn't understand Patreon.
We're just bad at this.
It's the Stitcher of making money online. We don't understand.
We don't get it.
I think to your point, there are some things with modern internet now that are not our fault. In that, when I signed up for this Patreon, I could say I want to do per creation or per monthly. It was a drop down. I could change it. I could change it every
on
week
a whim.
If I wanted to.
Yeah.
I went to change it after I announced we were changing to monthly
and
could
said,
not
no.
do it.
Insane.
You, not happening.
I emailed Patreon and their response was
no,
bummer,
you cannot do it.
Hey, bummer.
If you want to change to a monthly subscription model, I suggest starting a new account.
You know, like you do.
Super
like,
unhelpful. You know, it's pretty rare
for they would suggest
a
that.
Huge platform to just lose
like
features.
Yeah. And, you
You'd
know,
surprised.
It tells me I have 450 pieces of content posts.
I love that you said con. You couldn't,
con,
you couldn't
yeah,
even
yeah.
say the full word.
I
had 450 hot cons out there.
450 bits of cont. And they were like, start a new account. Not only would I lose all that shit.
All that all that hot con.
Yeah. I am now on a grandfathered legacy Patreon plan where we earn more money than we should. So of course they want me to get onto a new
account. I see.
There it is.
That's it.
So anyway, all of this to say, I am
that's why they're
doing
losing features.
Yeah.
Because they didn't really lose the feature. It's there. It's
it was,
not there for the old
if you
accounts.
Make a new account, you can switch back and forth.
Well, I don't know if you can switch back and forth, but you said you could change it if
doesn't
you haven't
matter.
Launched your page. I don't know what they're fucking doing. Anyway, I got around their system because fuck them. I think I posted this on Patreon. I changed, instead of it saying per episode, I changed episode to month. And then it wouldn't let me do that either because it knew what I was doing. So I put M0NTH. So that's why it's per capital month. And I am just going to do a billing post on the first of every month. And that's the only thing you'll be charged for on our Patreon for the month.
Great.
Okay. So I'm doing my own monthly billing with blackjack, with hookers. Fuck Patreon. I will do it if I want to. I'm not starting a new page. Eat my dick.
Tell us how
we're
you
good
really
at
feel.
This, actually, now that I think about it. I said we weren't good, but now I think we're really good. I take it back.
We tunneled through to the other side.
Fuck them.
So anyway.
Spite drives us. Spite inspires us.
We have
powerful motivator.
We've gotten rid of a couple tiers. It's much more simple. And while you are On the tier that gets bonus shows like Just JK, you will also get the Yesterday's Tomorrow Today bonus shows.
Whether you want it or not.
Whether you want it or not, but it isn't like an all the time thing. So Kant-wise, it kind of balances out in the end.
Yeah.
There'll be some months where there'll be more stuff, some months where there'll be less, and it'll just shake out how it shakes out. Anyway, that should officially be going. If anybody has any questions or weird things with their billing, let me know. loljkpodcast@gmail.com. And we appreciate you signing up very much.
Yeah.
This will also be the announcement post for the beginning of Movies on Tape Presents Super Mario Brothers, the movie based on the game for kids, the book.
The book based on the movie based on the game.
Yeah, there are
but a couple, for the kids.
You know, we got your
yeah, definitely for kids.
For the kids.
We got our couple pages of color photos as these books always had.
Yeah, oh yeah. Did, yeah.
Right, junior novelization yeah. was yeah. just like randomly there would be some.
I don't want to use my you imagination.
What? You know what? It's kind of nice having a picture every once in a while.
Yeah.
I like pictures.
I don't hate it.
As a man that here's most of his reading is graphic novels, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's Dennis. Dennis Hopper, King Koopa disguised as a lawyer questions Mario and Luigi closely.
Look at those cornrows.
He looks like
he's really disguised with that head in situation. Heat.
Like he looks like generic gangster. Like he looks like
he looks
he
like
was
a
cut
Dick Tracy
of,
villain.
It looks like he was a Dick Tracy villain. It looks like he was cut out of Goodfellas.
Yeah.
That hair is just like
the hair's so greasy.
That well, and it's like ridged like a dinosaur. Yeah, like, this, is, wait, this movie's fucking good.
This movie's fucking good.
Is it oiled or is that cornrows?
It's like no, greased together until
fins. I fucking
fins.
Wish
oh,
it was.
Yeah,
I wish it was white guy cornrows.
I honestly thought it was corn. From
It'd be
back
so
here,
scary.
It looked like cornrows, and I forgot.
No, it's like gelled within an inch of its
he
life.
Just made,
into
like he
little
made
spikes.
Like a bunch of little mohawks.
Yeah,
now, I haven't watched it. Again, since I've gotten this big set.
I watched it less than a year ago.
So is that, sure. Is the nice Goomba called Toad or is that just my headcanon that that's
yeah,
Toad?
Nice Goomba's called Toad.
He is.
Yeah.
Because in this picture
he has
here,
the harmonica.
Daisy is escorted into Koopa's chambers by a Goomba. It doesn't even say by Toad.
I think that's him. I believe he's called Toad.
I think the human they turned into this Goomba
is
was
called
Toad.
Oh,
yeah.
But now that he's a Goomba, he's just a Goomba.
He's a Goomba. But he has a harmonica.
Fucking good Goomba design.
Good Goomba design.
What a good Goomba design.
What were you going to do? Like, how do you
what
make
you
them realistic?
Do?
That's the best. You gave him little head. That's funny.
A tiny head on a massive
that's
a, body.
That's so yeah. good.
And they're jet boots. They it, literally
the
all
jet
have
boots are amazing. Yep. Jet boots are so cool.
Oh, this still has a library card in the back.
Nice.
Anyway, so that'll be starting
that.
For... No, I bought it on eBay. Whoever stole it from
they
the
should
library.
Have returned that.
Somebody's just stealing books from the library and selling it.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good racket. Scam. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Books you can't find anywhere because they're still in an old library.
Yeah.
Like the novelization of the Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're at the $0 tier, you will get 2 chapters a month or an episode of Movies yeah. on Tape Presents Mario Super
what a
Mario
joy.
Brothers based on the game for kids. Yeah. And I look forward to you guys hearing my Italian. I did a little sample
oh.
for Kyle. And he
and you know what?
Was
it is
impressed.
As offensive as you want it to be.
Is that offensive?
Well, it's so hard to tell because there was a time where Italian people weren't considered white people in America. And now
that's
they
true.
Basically are.
So now it's okay?
So now I guess it's fine.
Okay.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Look, if you're white, you can be made fun of.
Yeah, I mean, that's yeah, you're kind of thrown in into a catch-all bin. And,
yeah,
sorry, like, you're all gonna get it. It doesn't
you
matter.
You guys gotta yeah. get it.
Sorry,
you guys have had it. You yeah, have not
you've
had
it too good for too long. As much ravioli as they want to eat, that's too good for too long.
Kim, I want to be reminded of what your topic is because you teased it before and then teased it again, and I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if it's like worth like the double tease. I just was telling you tonight.
Double tease.
That
take it away, Kim.
I had told you what it was before, but you probably didn't remember. That was the extent.
Must be good. Let's hit it.
But I read this. I read this headline, and I immediately told Joey. I was like, "Oh,
go for Kim. Go
we're gonna talk about this."
I don't know why. Every time I am sorry, but that is very funny to me, so I am not gonna stop anytime soon, but I apologize.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Yeah,
go to Kim. Over to you.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That was just Kim taking in her life as a whole.
200 episodes. 200 episodes.
Go time, Kim.
There is some major drama erupting in the New England community of sea glass hunters. I don't know what you call them.
Damn.
Sea glass hunters?
Yeah, I don't think they call themselves
like
sea
looking
glass
for
hunters.
Sea glass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Olds that go out on the beach and look for sea glass. Apparently,
I didn't even know sea glass was a thing.
Yeah,
is it,
it
just
is.
Broken?
It's glass that has fallen into the ocean.
Oh, okay.
But been tumbled by the ocean, and so then it like looks a certain way.
Is it smooth? Oh.
It's like kind of frosted looking as well.
Okay. And what do you do with it?
They make
it in a
pile
or
jewelry out of it, or they collect it.
You go into your grandma's garage and she has this like paint buckets, five gum paint buckets full of them.
I think the answer is,
you go, what's all this for? That's my sea glass. I'm going to use it for my collectibles.
No, the answer is leave it for your grandkids.
Yeah.
I'm going to burden you with this.
I heard somewhere it's worth money. I have put it with my Beanie Baby collection.
She's definitely like, I know it's worth nothing.
No,
but
you'll have to
20 deal with it. Pounds of
and
sea.
No,
but
you guys,
sea glass is
sad.
Not worth nothing.
What is it worth? Oh,
well, it depends on.
Should we be out here fucking sea glassing it up?
Yeah, we should.
Oh.
And apparently there is a beach here in Southern California that is one of the best because.
I'll punch an old.
Because,
let's
you know,
go.
It used to be the side of a dump. Because that's what people Woo! Used to do with beaches.
We love it.
Was used it for a dump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How was
we hated
ever
the ocean.
Yeah, but I just don't understand how anyone ever got to a beach and instead of being like, this is such a nice place to be, they were like, we should dump all our garbage.
Well, put it in the ocean.
Have you met most
where
people?
Are you supposed to put a car when you're done with it, yeah. Kim? Donate it to NPR a nerd.
You go to a beach cliff, you put it in neutral, and you push that baby off.
That's it.
If you want,
push it off a pier.
If you want, give it a salute.
You push it off the end of Santa Monica Pier. Maybe it takes some tourists with it on the way out.
There's guys fishing? Sorry.
But anyways, sea glass comes from glass that is either, you know, in some cases, extremely old and like, or fell off boats or off of piers or
like the people looking
wherever. There's a lot of like green sea glass that came from old Coca-Cola bottles.
Beer.
And like things like that.
Yeah. Heinekens.
But the newer glass is apparently usually too thin. So it like tumbles to just nothing.
Yeah.
So when you find sea
Don't
glass,
make stuff the
it's
way
old,
they use
thick
it
glass.
It usually is old glass. Yes.
Okay.
But certain beaches are better for it apparently. But there's, especially during the pandemic.
Plosives, Kim.
The
your plosives.
It's far.
That's
I don't
better.
Know.
It's so far.
It's better. During the pandemic, there was a surge of older people in the New England area, especially.
Yes.
Apparently, who did this as a way, like a safe activity
to get
out of the house.
Sure.
Get some fresh exercise, air.
And now they'll cut
but
you
be,
for it.
But be, yeah. you know, not in a crowded place.
Yes.
Walk on the beach.
Yeah.
Look
better,
for sea glass.
They better stay away from my sea glass.
But it also became a thing. So then there was Facebook groups, because that's where the olds, you know,
that's where they are
commune
now.
Online.
That's where they are now.
Facebook. Uh-huh.
They're either on the beach looking for sea glass, or they're
on
Facebook.
Or they're on Facebook talking about their sea glass.
Yes, yeah. That makes
so
sense.
So there were a handful of Facebook groups that got huge membership talking about sea glass.
Great.
Just talking about sea glass.
Should we change our Patreon?
But they
found this piece. Found this piece of glass.
I don't know how it started, but apparently it became a thing to, on purpose, throw marbles into the ocean.
Okay.
Which they called seeding. To make it, because marbles apparently were good. Like they were thick. They didn't break up like modern day like actual glass scraps would.
Yeah.
But they were also pretty quick.
Bunch of olds throwing marbles in the
probably
ocean.
Probably pretty quick. Apparently pretty quick to get that frosted sea glass look.
Okay.
Which
but
I guess
so
in old glass was like would take a decade or multiple years to get that frosted look. But apparently it can happen to some marbles or like those like flat on one side pebbles that they put in like vases and stuff, those glass bead things, those emulate legit old sea glass really well when thrown in the ocean over a shorter period of time.
So there's a bunch of boomers polluting the ocean with glass.
Fish swallowing glass.
So this is what happened.
So many seals choking on glass.
Huge drama between people who
It's almost
thought,
like they ruined the planet that generation.
Right?
And still
I know.
Are.
And they're still doing their damn thing.
Have casual hobbies that don't actively destroy the
this
earth.
This is so fun. We should make it so there's more of this. Yeah, let's throw marbles in the ocean.
Absolutely. What other trash can we throw in? Definitely, it will all come back and not negatively impact anything.
Do you know what?
Here's
an experiment. I'm just going to shit in the ocean.
Why do we even use toilets?
I don't know
toilets?
What it'll do, but
Why
like, do I don't know.
Them?
I got some hard shits.
Maybe I'll sell it.
I'm old and my diet's fucked up. I got hard shits. Maybe it'll be poo glass. Poo glass.
Everybody at Swim Lessons on Friday had to be in the big kid pool because someone had pooped in the little kid pool. My kids were fascinated.
I was playing Helldivers.
So funny.
I was playing Helldivers with Matt and he could hear us because my microphone was just the laptop, but they couldn't hear him because my headphones were on.
Yeah.
And they came up to me on the couch and I was sitting there playing and I was like, hey bud, how was swimming? He's like, good. Someone pooped in the pool. And Matt just goes, couldn't hear him. Just someone pooped in the pool.
The pool was already shut down when we got there. That pool. But the kids had to walk past it, you know, like when their semester was over.
Yeah.
So they didn't know why it was shut down.
Yeah.
Their teacher clearly told them because they asked him. Mm-hmm. And so when they got
that's
out of the pool.
That's got to be such fun news to deliver as a teacher.
Right?
Like that's
so to your five-year-old twin boy.
Yeah.
That's
so going to
be the hottest goss I've ever
gotten.
Yeah,
the best. Yeah.
Yeah. So
their introduction to goss, maybe.
They got out of the pool. Actually,
yeah.
Yeah.
Who did it?
And they were walking back to me. So I didn't know that there had been poop in the pool. I figured there was poop or puke. It was
so excited to tell you.
And they were walking so slowly, like looking in the other pool, trying to glimpse the poop.
Yeah.
We see it. We're going to see it. Is it in there? We're going to see it. Did they drain
it? Like it hadn't already been netted out of there.
It was not drained. No, they were cleaning it. Like they had the machine in there and then they had two people who were with nets trying to, I guess, find all the bits.
Fresh
I don't know.
Just minimum wage workers at the pool trying to fish shit. Out with a little fish net.
I just can't believe there's not a better way to clean out a pool yet. Like, you'd figure they would have some sort of robot.
They had the machine in
like
there as
well.
Like
a poo-seeking robot.
Yeah.
Like a little shit seeker. Yeah, there's a little shit seeker. Like a little drone submarine that just kind of will munch it up.
There it is.
It's a hunter shitter.
It's like a little vacuum.
A shitter hunter.
It just like, and it sucks it in.
Don't move.
Don't move.
God damn
it. I love it.
That was poop floating in front of your face.
Whatever
for the people at home that didn't have video.
Whatever you do, don't pass gas.
Anyway.
It goes to the smell.
So this became an extremely heated debate with lots
rhythm.
Of like negative, like basically just online fighting. And it caused like splinter groups to break off of the main groups and form their own groups. It was like for the purists who were against it, and then other people who were okay with it.
I don't want to see
but
fish full of marbles.
It's already poison for the purists because they could be fined a new bias.
These other groups banned it from topic of conversation because it would always lead to such like vitriol among the group members that no one was allowed to talk about it. But
and they're old, so they'll say the real words.
Apparently, it used to be like the peak of a sea glass, I'm going to call them hunters again.
Please.
Hunters hunting career to find a marble. Because like kids on like Atlantic City Boardwalk and things like that played marbles, lose their marble. And apparently it also used to be a common to use a marble as a bottle stopper for a carbonated beverage.
Okay, sure. That makes
and
sense.
So bottles would occasionally
so
have a marble in them. Yeah. And so you'd find an actual old marble sometimes, and that
that's
was
like
supposed
those
to
Japanese
be like a really cool thing.
That have the marble in them, right?
Trapped in the neck.
And so you'd go from like maybe once or twice in your lifetime of looking for sea glass, if it was something you did all the time, finding a marble, that someone posted a picture of 40 marbles they found in one afternoon.
Oh my God.
And then
how many are they throwing in there?
So then that's when
hundreds.
This guy who was interviewed for the article formed the big splinter group because he couldn't take it anymore. And now it's just this huge thing where some people say it's like no big deal, and you know,
I mean, correct.
It's the only way. Like, it's the only way for there to be new sea glass for people to collect, and for like other generations.
But what
to
if
more
so
trash.
The hobbies just have to
and
end?
And then other people just like it's just polluting. A, polluting the ocean, and B, polluting like the supply of actual sea glass that is valuable, and that like people will go look in certain spots where they know there was like a wreck or sure. a factory or things, and try to get glass that they yeah. think has historical significance, and instead they're just finding stuff that was thrown in from Michael's last year.
Oh,
and this
yeah.
woman,
God,
said
that would
she
be
goes,
infuriating.
This woman goes around the country and helps people identify their sea glass and where maybe it came from. And she's
oh,
like,
she's booming now.
And she's like, the amount of times I've had to tell people that this came from Michael's is infuriating. Like, I can't do it anymore. Oh, wow. Like, she just crushes people's dreams now. They think they found a marble, which was supposed to be like this. Really
how much are they
thing.
Worth? Do we know?
Like legit old like pieces legit. Of sea glass. I was looking online and you could get like a necklace made with sea glass or something. Yeah. And so like it's a piece of jewelry now. It's not okay. just the glass, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. But there were like $180 for a necklace with one piece of sea glass on it.
Okay. Right. So you make a little.
But they said the demand for jewelry and also for like the raw material that the jewelers mm-hmm. use of the sea glass is pretty significant, and that you like they sell
you
for
can
a decent
sell
amount per piece. Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to say
just
that
buying a bunch of marbles.
I wanna go back to the splintering of the groups for just a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they got an ocean that's full of marbles.
Right. I just wanted
an ocean that's not.
If only.
The I don't make religious parallels that often.
Okay.
But it is the season.
It is the season.
Praise him.
You have hundreds and hundreds of years of Catholicism.
Yes.
And then finally somebody's like, what if we like did something a little bit different? And it causes a split. And then you get the Protestant referendum.
Oh, yes. They're going to say the Trumpers.
No. That's way later.
It's another
split. It takes one group has complete power for hundreds and like a thousand years, and then yeah. somebody's like, nah, and they split. But thanks to the internet and Facebook, we have one group,
constantly
one
splinter.
Glass group yeah. starts 4 years ago and splinters 1,000 times
yeah.
in like an exponentially fast thing. I just want to say thank you, technology, for just helping us
expediting that process.
Get to the part where we can split apart and
the
do our own things.
Democratization of power.
They would have
just destroyed it all.
Without yeah. technology, they all would have just died.
Exactly.
And we would have not
we would have never known
anything.
About
and you know
it.
What? Nope. And they would have died quietly. And that would
have
been awesome.
Yep.
That'd have been great.
Just
half
one
of them,
last
half
fuck
of
you on the way out the door. Let's dump a bunch of marbles in the ocean.
Fuck you guys. Like literally buying out Michael's.
Yeah.
And dumping
barrels
like,
of marbles
barrels
in the
of
ocean.
Marbles. No. There's gonna be a great return on investment.
I like this line as well, but this was another example. So this was a yes. quote from the guy who ran the biggest Facebook group,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm. the Pope of
and
marbles.
he was
is
like pro okay
marble?
With it.
Hey,
okay
the Mario
with it.
Of the marbles.
I guess he was okay with it. And then the other guy that they interviewed in this article had been kicked out of multiple groups.
Fuck yeah,
for
dude.
How aggressive he was against it. And then he started his own that was for the purists.
Yeah.
Okay.
But but the purists doesn't even matter anymore because you're. Your
it's
ocean's
tainted.
Full of marbles.
Yeah, exactly. But they can talk about how much they hate the cedars.
Oh, sure. Well, if it's just a group for seething, I get it. Then.
Seething about the cedars.
Yeah.
But this is like...
It's called fuck the
on
cedars.
On so many yeah. levels, the fact that he thinks this is okay is hilarious to me. He said, Dave's angle is to say he only has the pure stuff. So... Dave is the guy who
sure,
obviously
Dave.
Hates them, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, Dave.
But then you'd have people say something like, they found some glass that wasn't cooked yet on a beach where kids play, so they moved it down away from where they play. And he'd go after them and say, that's seeding. So many things. Like, A, if you found glass on a beach where kids play, put it in the fucking garbage.
Yeah, so
recycle
wait,
that
so
shit.
Their idea,
don't just move it down
wait,
the beach.
Their idea was to just like pick it up and walk 100 yards
I
and
guess?
Throw it back into the
yes!
ocean. People suck.
This is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. No one in this has any issue with them. Like, no one is saying they should have thrown the glass
yeah.
away. But the one guy is saying that's the equivalent of throwing marbles out. That
what
they
about
found
if you
glass
find a
that
needle?
Hadn't been tumbled.
What
and they put
find...
it back, and so yeah. that was the equivalent of throwing
what
the marbles.
What if you find a needle?
where kids play.
Well, I don't think they're going to
go 100 yards down. Oh, yeah, you leave it where the kids are. That's not worth like 60 bucks.
Yeah, it's a needle.
But this guy was saying that the other guy was overreacting by saying that that was seating. And he was like, he should chill. No one mentions the concern about the fact that they found raw glass, not smooth, tumbled glass, raw, sharp glass, uncooked, on a beach where people go and kids play, and they didn't pick it up and recycle it.
And they felt good about it. Guys, like, that was the thing. They went down the beach and they threw it back in the ocean, and they went, yeah.
Exactly, yes!
I'm saving this for future generations.
These crazy sea glassers have got some kid, lost all perspective.
Some kid 10 years from now will find this, and by that they mean
step on
someone
step
who's 65 10 years from now will find this.
Or a 6-year-old will step on it.
Yeah, before it's
and go to the hospital to get stitches.
Guys, yeah. I have a rock tumbler. We could make some sea glass.
That's actually
true. No, you can buy jewelry that says it's sea glass, and then they say like hand tumbled to look like sea glass. You got to search genuine sea glass.
Genuine.
Okay, but I don't gotta tell people shit. I was also gonna say we could also write genuine sea glass. That's
I know how to spell
problem.
Genuine.
Yeah,
J U N.
I do question that.
W.
Genuine. Genuine is the guy that sang Pony. Genuine is the word that you're looking for. Oh, my bad.
I can still make genuine sea glass.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
Genuine sea glass.
You say Genuine made it? From Genuine's personal collection of sea glass.
That's right. He loves the stuff.
He loves the shit.
Makes it all the time.
You wondered what he's up to lately? This.
Smashing pickle jars and tumbling them.
You'll see him in the up in the northeast of the beaches.
There we go.
He got the words out.
And puh. Nice.
And
10 landing.
Scene. I'm tired, guys. I'm very tired.
No hops at all.
What?
No hops on landing at all. No. I was still doing my gymnastics analogy.
Great.
Okay. Stuck it.
Stuck it. Yeah.
You guys remember that gymnast just like this analogy. Who had a broken leg and didn't get back up?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
That's
me.
Yeah.
Kyle, what's your topic?
I got to go get mine. Hold on.
Okay. I gotta clear my throat. Oh, Kim, you didn't notice her video's frozen.
Kim, watch!
I'd been looking at it and it wasn't frozen. It must have just happened.
Oh, we lost Kyle.
Oh, God,
the dog's got him. He's dead.
Okay, that's not gonna help changing Brian's because there's no one there to know if it's frozen or still.
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
There you go.
I can't see shit.
Just have to like reset.
Never have, never.
I'm still frozen.
Why does it do that?
I don't know.
Irritating.
I know what Kyle's thing is because the boys called it out when he walked in. Yep, there it is.
Enjoy.
Oh, the new one.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. A spoon?
Yeah, it's the
spoon.
Oh, let Kyle do it.
Thank you.
Oh,
I'm ready.
Yeah,
I saw
too.
This on the poster.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Can't go wrong with that flavor."
Yes, for or can those we? That don't know, of course, I think anyone that's listening to the show understands that we are obsessed with Wendy's, but in particular, there is a schism within our ranks of what is the better Frosty.
There was a core group and then some of us
I would say it's an outlier. There's an outlier.
Yeah, okay. So there's one wrong person.
Yep, there it is.
Who prefers the vanilla Frosty. Mm-hmm. But they
you
have
this
introduced
might be common ground.
A new... this is the thing. So this may bridge the gap. So Wendy's has introduced a new... I guess springtime flavor, which is basically like an orange creamsicle, which I do love.
Can't go wrong.
In general, I love that.
Yep.
So I'm not against it.
Mm.
So
very vanilla forward.
And using my free junior Frosty.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Got one with my spicy chicken.
Nice.
Earlier. In
only
case
cost
you
$15.
Yeah. So this is only $15.
Nice.
And I was like, and there was literal request on the Discord to do a taste test anyway. And I was like,
perfect.
That seems good.
That works. Yeah. All right.
So we're just going to pass it around.
Everyone just have a little bite or two, whatever you want. I won't be getting. Kim, ahead.
I would also like to point out the video for the show is now free on the Explosive Magico YouTube, so you will be able to
see us
to see the silence. Don't put your spoon back in.
Now put it back in. Who gives a shit?
Ew!
Shut up.
You're gonna ooh this?
All right, everybody gets a bite before Joey.
You're
ends.
Gonna ooh me putting my spoon back in.
Ew! Oh, gross!
That ice cream that had been in your mouth.
Joey, we all know Joey only likes the butt stuff.
What butt stuff?
Butt stuff.
With his mouth. Oh, was this in the freezer?
Yeah,
should I give you
freezer,
my thoughts,
so.
Or should I?
Should we all go away?
Please, throw it out there, Kim.
Not enough orange.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Like, shockingly bland.
I don't taste orange. Mm-hmm. It just tastes like vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the cream. Yeah.
They've got the tiniest bit of orange, but, like, just, like, so far from enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an orange vanilla frosty.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like, I mean, it's not bad, but orange creamsicle needs to be way heavier
but it's
on
just
the orange.
Barely orange.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Very, very hint.
It looks like it would be. The color is
a whisper.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a perfect color.
The food coloring is definitely, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, they got the artificial dye just right.
I mean, don't give me, I don't hate it.
No, I don't either.
But I won't get it again.
So this is just your way of saying you like a vanilla frosty as long as it's not called one.
I never said that.
No, I said I would
like
never get it again.
Yeah, you did say
I'd
that.
Like to go on record as saying I didn't like it or say I liked it.
Yeah.
But I agree it doesn't have enough orange.
Well, yeah.
And that tastes too vanilla.
Do you like it or not like it?
Are we going around?
No, just say you're
me.
Yeah. Say what you
think. Oh, I don't like it.
Okay.
No, it's
and
not.
He wasn't being secretive about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was getting
that.
There.
The hope was that it would bridge the gap and we would land on a spot where we would all be like, ah, yes, the taste of the summer.
Yeah.
Finally.
No, it
could have been.
It was kind of sad. It was kind of sad.
Frosty, yeah.
It was.
Maybe we got a bad one.
They couldn't commit.
It's fast food. They don't really, things don't get that.
I feel like Frosties are pretty consistent.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever gotten like a chocolate Frosty there. I was like, not enough. Like, it's, I mean, that's why they're good because they like are super consistent.
It's a slurry always.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like, yeah, bummer. I kind of thought, man.
Whiff,
I can't
Wendy's.
Believe they whiff so hard. It's a real
bummer. You charge us more and then you whiff on a dreamsicle. The easiest flavor to not whiff on.
It genuinely feels like it would be so easy.
Yeah.
What's another? I mean, like, that's honestly a perfect, like, spring to summer flavor.
It is. Yeah, dreamsicle is a good, should have been
what
slammed
if they did, what if they did, like, a mint one?
I don't
they
like
did
mint ice cream
a mint
that much.
One.
Yeah, like a
mint chocolate.
No,
yeah.
They had an actual.
That's what I meant. But that's what I guess that's probably my mint is mint chocolate. Yeah.
Well, they did peppermint at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't try that one.
I think I just want mint chocolate frosty.
Sounds good.
They didn't do that. They should swirl the mint and the chocolate together. Though.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to look up the frosty flavors real quick.
Frosty. Oh, the seasonal ones?
What's the Irish one?
Finish it.
The
Irish one. What are you talking about?
Mickshake?
Shamrock shake?
Yeah.
The Irish one.
Mickshake.
The one that's made by Uncle O'Grimacy?
Yes. Yeah. Is that just mint?
Yeah, I think it's like a minty.
And listen.
Yeah.
They will never be accused of not going hard enough on the mint on Shamrock shake.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Blasting the
face.
Yeah,
they're serious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're good.
They are good. So do I just want a Shamrock shake?
Actually,
what I'm
I think you
do.
Well... They're not chocolate in mint.
Oh, okay.
It's just a minty.
Well, I can buy like Hershey chocolate.
Yep.
But
it's like
but
if
they
a
started,
mint,
you can swirl it in
but
yourself.
No,
it's like if a mint
they'll give
came.
You, they'll give you an Oreo McFlurry now, though, with the mint ice cream base.
That's what you're talking
about. You can get a Shamrock Oreo McFlurry.
That's a mint cookies and cream.
Yeah, it's
man.
Delicious.
All right. Yeah, that'd be good.
Did you guys hear my good
pretty hard
mint cum joke?
No, of course not.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
I said, Brian, it's just like you're drinking like what if a mint came. It was funny.
We had a moment.
I get it. Yeah, it'd be like. Yeah.
All right.
Because it'd be green.
They've got chocolate vanilla.
And be minty.
It'd be a green tablespoon. It'd be a green tablespoon.
They did strawberry, pumpkin spice, peppermint, birthday cake.
I don't like birthday cake anything.
Birthday cake, I love birthday cake flavor. I love birthday cake flavor.
I had an ice cream. I
immediately became three. I want the birthday cake.
I tried there was an ice cream flavor at this ice cream place, and it was, the flavor was called unicorn poop.
No.
And my son got
rainbow
it because it was
birthday cake.
No, it was just like medicine. he's like I'm eating it up.
I'm weirdly more interested.
I try a bite of it, and I went, uh-oh. Is this like Dimetap?
I tried
got some scissor
pumpkin spice, and it was not good.
Did it also not go? Was it also like vanilla with hint of pumpkin?
No, I don't know. I don't remember what it was. I just did not.
Too much nutmeg.
This is Wendy's again?
Like, yeah, Wendy's.
Yeah.
Here's some Wendy's frosty flavors from other countries. Canada has a caramel latte frosty.
Shit.
And a caramel apple frosty.
Shit.
Mm.
The Philippines had a Kit Kat frosty.
Fuck!
And a strawberry cheesecake frosty.
Mm-hmm, that would be
mango
good.
Mango overload.
Ooh, a mango frosty would be...
That'd be
very good.
Unless it's like a kiss of mango.
Well,
Aruba has a churro and fries frosty.
And
churro
fries?
And fries?
What? Uh-huh. Like they shove fries in there or they blend it up?
I don't know.
Are we going to make our first...
Churro
are we making our first road
churro
trip?
Aruba.
They churroed it, finally.
The Bahamas has a pina colada frosty.
What if we churroed
it?
And this one doesn't
Hear
have a
out,
country
y'all.
Associated to it. So what I don't really say? Understand. It just says grape nerds.
Oh, it's just a dream someone had.
A fever dream?
That's just a that was like a COVID fever dream that someone had writing the article. I was like, I think this is real.
No, you can,
I
don't no, you can probably get it. You can probably get it in Estonia.
Something good
Estonia.
Like that.
Yeah.
Something, some beautiful Eastern European yeah. country.
Or they
that
get
you've
a pickle. Oh, you get a pickled fish in Finland.
Here's a pickled fish frosty.
Or Iceland is Iceland.
No.
Iceland
no.
is where they do the pickled fish thing, isn't
Man,
it?
Man, they do that everywhere.
Yeah,
up there.
They
up there,
bury food and forget
those guys,
about it.
Yeah, those guys love pickling whatever they catch.
They just eat bad things.
They just eat
like, expired things.
They're like
video
seeding
we saw
food
of them
like
trying
in the glass.
To eat those fish.
Oh, the guy's throwing up
as soon as they pop the tin, they're immediately puking.
In the RV.
It's a boat. Wasn't it like a boat?
Oh, yeah. They just like immediately were... It's just clear that the plan was to throw up in the boat. Because why would they do that?
He grabs the lampshade off the ceiling and pukes into the lamp covering.
I usually can't hang with Barf videos.
That is one of the funniest
that's
ones. Yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
Yes.
It's so bad, though.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
And the guy literally between pukes goes ahead and eats the fucking fish.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've already
got to try it.
You've gotten that far.
I don't think I can do it.
If you look at it, there's so many videos of people eating that, even out in the open air, and they're just like,
why do people eat it?
I mean, I would try it outside. Like, I would.
If it was open,
what came up the other day, and I was
brought to you, and you're outside, and there's like 20 feet.
I would put it in my mouth and probably immediately throw up.
Something
came up the other day, and I was like, I want to see Kyle eat that. And Joey was like, why? And I was like, because Kyle would try it.
Okay.
But I don't remember what it was anymore.
Yes. I mean, like, I'm glad you guys recognize I have an exquisite palate.
Kyle's just our guy who we dare to do food.
I think Kyle just has food YOLO.
My thing is this.
Or food FOMO.
In that
one
sort
the
of
other.
Thing, I probably won't like it, but what on the barest chance it's the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Thrill.
What if I love it?
Yeah, see, here's the game. That's the gambling end.
You're right,
Kyle.
Joe. It's food FOMO. He's afraid he's going to miss out on the best thing.
Yeah, what if it's amazing to me?
Yeah.
What if I love it and it lights up my brain in a way that I... What if it's like a limitless pill for me?
What if you're using 100% of your brain?
Yeah, what if I can do anything?
But it still makes
Kyle's
you...
Kyle's turned into Bradley Cooper.
Oh my God.
He's Bradley Coopering.
Like my brain lights up and there's a clarity because...
Because he ate the rotten fish.
Because the rotten fish lets you utilize your whole vagina.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Lucy movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Lucy is about, right?
I can't believe it's been this long since
and
we
limitless.
Brought up that Lucy movie.
The Lucy movie.
I've never even seen it. I just know she uses her full vagina.
I just feel like it used to come up every episode.
Did it?
We really got away from it.
It really did have a kick there for a while.
Wow.
Bringing up Lucy. But I've not seen it, and we've made the joke about using her full vagina enough so much now that I'm almost positive that that's not what that
is. It's definitely not.
No, it's 100% none of that. It's 100% brain, not 100% vagina.
That's Limitless, not Lucy.
It's the same thing.
Why else would there be two movies?
Aren't they the same thing? It's the deep
impact. No, one's a vagina, one...
It's a deep, that's what I'm saying. That's why Lucy's
has to be the vagina, because otherwise, then why would there be two of those movies?
Well, yeah, because they never make two movies about the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, that's stupid.
There was never a deep impact Armageddon.
I literally just said that.
Dante's Peak volcano.
Literally just said that.
Vagina, brain, a fist of each.
What?
What? I don't think Joey knows where a vagina is.
Yeah, you punched the butt.
Oh, that's nice.
A little lower, but yeah.
Close enough. They're
oh, anyway, well, that was disappointing.
Yeah, that was a real bummer,
what
guys.
I'm sorry, I didn't think
that was gonna bring us down.
I mean, it didn't. We brought up.
You know
Lucy
what's gonna
again,
bring so. Us? You know what's gonna bring us up?
What?
Your topic?
AI's in the news.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh.
We love AI.
This time, it's a male humanoid robot.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, someone made
is
a
he
male
also a
humanoid
pleasure
robot?
Oh, well, maybe if you're a lady and a butt.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
Excuse me?
Or, sorry, lady with a butt.
Oh.
Sorry, my bad. Lady and a butt.
Whoa.
It was a weird Disney movie.
I was waiting for the explanation. I was like, interesting. Now I'm hooked.
Go on.
Brian's teasing it right for once.
Yes.
All right, go
just
on.
Just laying it out there. In Saudi Arabia, a male humanoid robot inappropriately touched a female reporter.
Oh, my God.
That sucks. That sucks so much.
The robots have learned how to harass?
Yeah.
The robots are already Me Too-ing everywhere.
Oh,
they misunderstood Me Too, man.
They took on all of our flaws.
Ugh, it didn't take long at all.
Took very little time. They instantly became racist, Nazis, and also
sex
pests.
Yeah.
That, wow.
Not what I
think
thought.
AI is a great idea. I think we should keep doing it.
We need more.
So they
of
just
it.
Want to take our creative jobs and harass everyone sexually.
Yeah.
Seems rude.
Also, guys, Lucy is just Limitless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lucy is Limitless.
Okay, Kim's been quiet.
But it's slightly like
vagina.
The vagina's not involved
at all.
No.
Well, if she's smarter, her vagina's smarter.
Someone forces
her. Can it do math?
Someone forces her to smuggle drugs, and the bag opens up inside her, and somehow all the drugs unlocks
inside
all her
brain. Vagina.
Wait, with, nope, in her stomach.
Oh.
See, that could have easily been vagina.
It's a short trip.
You didn't write the movie.
They are famously connected.
Well, the whole thing is like vaginas don't talk, so we don't know if it gained sentience or not, but it could have.
Right through the corner.
God damn it.
I think it's forming words. It's forming words.
So guttural.
You really got Kyle with that.
Help! Phoebe.
What he's about to say his first words. Anyway.
Well, this robot would definitely be into that. Talk about going Lucy, full Lucy.
Where did it? What did it do to the lady?
It was in
lady?
Saudi Arabia, so it's a Saudi. He's even dressed in like Saudi Arabian like gear. So like,
what does that mean?
Doodads.
Gear.
Oh, okay.
You mean he's wearing the
thing. Whatever. I don't know what
he's
it's called.
He's dressed like a Saudi prince.
Yes, yeah. That's the best way to describe him. If yeah,
what's that?
Yeah.
A barca? Is it?
I'm not sure, but in the video, the robot appeared to extend his hand forward and touch her backside. And you can see in the video,
he just touched her ass.
Yeah, it's just like raising up. Boop.
It just kind of goes.
What? What was it supposed to be doing?
I don't know.
Harassing her.
Harassing. I mean, it's a male robot, so you tell me, Kim. Boop.
Did it mean to do that?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but it's a robot. Who knows? It's artificial intelligence. It learns from us.
Probably
Joey.
Saw so many other dudes doing it.
Yeah,
it looked like it was just trying to like move her over.
It was fully autonomous.
Are we really making excuses for it, Joey?
Yeah.
Already, Joey?
I don't know what her problem is.
Maybe she didn't dress like that.
In a tasteful pantsuit.
The robot was fully autonomous and was operating independently without direct human control. So it was doing its own thing.
Damn.
It was making a move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And got caught.
Man.
Wow.
And now it's probably, well, of course. Why wouldn't it?
No, because it probably doesn't.
Why wouldn't it?
It's a Ken doll down there. Make it?
I mean, if you're going to go that far to make it a person, wouldn't you give it the full...
give it a whole thing.
Bait and tackle.
No.
Right?
No. I don't think there's a dick.
No.
Yeah. We're going to ask him. Maybe if you go there and you let him get you a little grabby grab, you'll find out.
Yeah. Let him find out if that robot has a penis, he can touch my ass.
Well, that's the whole thing. You turn the tables on him by grabbing his junk.
Yeah. What do you think of that, robot?
Do you like that?
Lasers you?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Their skin comes off and it's the Terminator face underneath. Dun, 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 dun.
Anyway,
robots are here and they're already taking the jobs of men.
Perverts.
And men.
In Hollywood and abroad.
They're really aiming for Hollywood with this one. They're really aiming for that. We got Sora, we got butt touching robots.
He's gonna be producing the next Tarantino film.
At the very least, he'll be on a Nickelodeon kids show.
Oh no.
I think he needs a couple more cases before he can produce the next Tarantino film.
Oh, good point. Yeah, yeah. He has to be
well-known sex robot pest first.
Yeah, before maybe make an indie short.
Produce an indie short on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some street cred.
You can't do that until you're a well-known sex pest.
Well, secretly well-known sex pest.
No.
Well-known.
None of them are really secretly. They're just,
Yeah, sure. Not secret. You knew what I meant.
All you have to do is just make a company a cool couple hundred million, and then you can do whatever you want. And nobody will say anything.
It's a cool business.
It's a real chill business full of good people.
I love
good, well-intentioned people.
I'm a good people.
We are.
That's why I haven't worked since October.
More like Rocktober.
Wow!
Cue to me smoking weed in my underwear every night.
Rock and roll life.
Only crying a couple times.
I fucking love it here.
I love being in Hollywood. Kyle Tolu is who we have to thank for this episode.
Randy Newman. I love
it. Just playing silently in the background. It's like a slow version that would be in a trailer now. Like a sad so,
breathy.
I love LA.
And then all of a sudden bullets start firing and it's timed out to bullets the rest of the time.
Just without like moving my body much, throw up on myself.
But, no, your mouth doesn't open. It just sits there.
It's so much bread.
Take another drag. All right, it's like 4 in the morning. I better go to bed.
We have a sponsor board on the sponsor board. Some of the sponsors are real, some of the sponsors are fake. But the realest of the real are, of course, are now. Well, they're not really new, but
Trisha level patrons.
Yes, patron sponsors. And this week's patron sponsors are Colin M.
Yay!
Zombie Batman Jesus.
Yay!
And of course, Papa Rhinish.
Yay!
Thanks, sponsors.
Thank you,
sponsors. And you too can, of course, become a Patreon sponsor by going to patreon.com/OJK podcast. We gave you the whole spiel earlier, but of course you can get so many things there. You can join our Discord. You can get Just JK, the show that just Joey and I do. You can get the pre-lol stuff. You can get all of our little bonus commentaries and little weirdo things that we like to do as goals and things like that.
And so, we also just started season 2 with a banger of a guest.
Yeah, that's
true. Yesterday's Tomorrow Today.
Yes.
Vince Gilligan was on our first episode. Yes. We recorded that a long time ago.
The creator of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, X-Files writer.
Coolest
guy
ever.
He's done a ton of shit. So nice. But we talk about a Ray Liotta movie we had never heard of, and he suggested, called No Escape, which inexplicably is now on Amazon Prime for everyone to watch. Perfect timing.
He actually suggested Blade Runner 2001 and then No Escape.
Yeah, but of course we picked the weirdo movie that looked bad.
Yeah.
Obviously we picked that, and that was
the right choice.
Yes.
Well, because
he would have wanted to be serious about it. And that's not what we wanted.
Yeah.
That's
why would we have one of the most respected minds in film and television talk about movies that are good? That's stupid.
But he loves those bad movies.
That's why you join us for the ride, because we will make those type of terrible decisions.
I think it's the right decision.
No, 100% is
Chris,
the correct
decision. We recorded with Chris and his friend Oliver, and Chris fucking loves 2001. And on that episode of the show, we were like, we will not invite you back to 2001 and have someone who actively hates it on the show before we have you on the show.
So it's gotten to the point, this is like a full season of guests, and it's gotten to the point where we're just threatening them. Fuck you!
Yeah. 10 episodes, starting bi-weekly on off LOLJK weeks. Again, you can get the bonus stuff on the same Patreon.
Yes. And for the same level, I believe it's the Trisha, or no, it's the Sally.
10 a month.
It's a $10 a month level. That's what you get a lot. Basically, that's the best deal, I would say. You get a lot. A lot of stuff.
You can give us more. And we would appreciate giving us more.
We love that, please.
And we will use it. We already spent some of the money from the new Patreon to buy us all Goat Simulator so we can record Goat Simulator.
The money's going to a good place.
The money's going to good stuff.
Yeah.
We also have the us playing Lethal Company on the YouTube channel. Explosive Magico YouTube channel. If you want to see us be very bad at a team-based game.
I was going to say, I don't know if we'll play it again. I'm still pretty bitter.
Why?
Because you killed me.
Oh, yeah, you did double her.
I forgot about that.
It cold-blooded
What
murder.
Was I supposed to do?
Not
murder you with a heavy sign? I don't know
it
what
was so,
we're doing.
It was so like...
The goal was the quota. We don't
I
need
just
anything
loved it,
else.
Like,
everyone... Only Brian and I had the blinders on for what the game was about.
In the game during that run, we started out where Kyle was like, I have space madness.
Yes.
But then...
Because I was role-playing.
20 minutes later, he murders me with the sign.
Space madness!
And doesn't bring up the space madness again until we finish recording and it's all done. And he's like, I had space madness!
Yeah, you don't say it multiple times, you're mad.
Yeah,
you think you're sane.
Yeah, it's like, guys, I think I'm getting space madness, but once you're in the grips of space madness, you don't know you have space madness.
Oh,
yeah. You just start acting space
madness.
It's
like Alzheimer's. It's so sad.
You just murder people with street signs.
It's fine.
But
also,
like,
that
really
thing was too heavy for a street sign. That was like 40 pounds. That's a street sign for murdering.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is. You can use it as a weapon. Anyway, you should look at our Lothal company. It's a fun time.
Yeah.
I'm bringing out roughly one a week.
And of course, we must mention that we do have a... I don't know what we're calling this tier. The Lul King tier is now...
It's now Trisha's tier.
It's the Trisha tier.
Yeah, the new 100 a month Trisha tier.
Yes.
Where you get producer credit on the episode.
And the producer on this episode...
Formerly Lul King.
Formerly Lul King.
Adjust your tiers, everybody. One monthly charge. You'd be a producer of every episode that goes out that month.
That's true. Yeah. Is David Gray.
Yay.
Thank you.
And we had lunch with in Pasadena.
Yeah, we did meet him recently. It was very nice.
Why can we change the name to the
Angel
Wild
Babies?
Wild Jackets?
Ooh, the Wild Jackets tier is Jackets a
tier?
Good idea. Maybe
yeah,
we do need
to
rename
the, Angel
the tiers. Maybe we needed a Terry
Babies.
Lee. Maybe we need to change it like a Terry
that's
Lee.
That's a real person still. That's still a real person.
We'll call it the Kartars.
The Kartars.
Oh, Kartars. Okay, yeah. Maybe we need to rename
the
names.
Yeah, I think we do Kartars. I think we do Wild Jackets.
Yeah. You we'll figure
trucks.
This out off mic. I might it may confuse people, but we'll do it again.
Trucks is our base level.
Trucks
is our $10 base
You're
level.
You're a truck.
Hey, who's over trucks right
are you,
there?
Are you sure that's gonna confuse people and not the names of women?
But it's been that.
Yeah,
for but like, years. Yeah, but we also aren't really good for newbies.
Yeah. We got a revamp.
I mean, not that these things all
not that,
the time.
Not that Kartar and Wild Jackets.
Oh, you mean the joke we've actively retired?
Yeah.
We should name
but
after the
Wild Jackets are going to be here through 2025.
Well,
so.
The idea is, like, if we're doing that, Wild Jackets are here
we're
through the end of 2025 contractually. But then on top of it, I mean, it's sort of like hanging a jersey in
retiring,
retiring a jersey
in the Raptors
in a sports arena. Uh-huh. We put Terry Lee
with the Kartar up in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. He's on the Ring of Fame. We should get a Ring of Fame in here.
Oh, that's good.
Oh yeah, we could do. Good. I mean, you got the game set up. You could probably like do it in a
this
way where
good.
It makes a ring.
This is good.
And we'll still put Peyton Manning up there.
Yeah, we'll put Peyton Manning up there.
We'll still put Peyton Manning up there. We're not monsters.
This is good.
What do we put for the Carter?
The Papa John's guy?
Oh, we put Terry Lee.
The Papa John's guy, Joey?
Isn't
the
that,
fuck is wrong with
is
you?
Is that Peyton?
No.
Oh, he didn't ever do Papa John's?
I think it is Shaq.
Oh, same guy, yeah.
Same guy.
You put Shaq on there, too.
We put Shaq up there.
Gotta have Shaq up there.
I mean, Shaqtober's up there, obviously.
Shaqtober.
Well...
Just that billboard.
Shaqtober could be one of them.
Just the billboard for Shaqtober.
What? They can't tell us what to do.
First of all, it's Shaqtober Fest.
First of all, we're like going against the rules and charging monthly when they didn't want us to.
We're motivated by
Spike. We can make one of them Shaqtober.
I don't think it would make any sense.
Or maybe we only make one tier Shaqtober every other month but October.
Yeah.
Like, oh, rotating, got it. Make it as confusing as possible. Yeah, okay,
you gotta constantly change the name.
We're so good at this.
What Man, tier am I in?
What tier
it
am I in?
It was called the Angel Babies
what
last month.
Angel Babies.
Now it's called the Ocean Glass Hunters. I don't even know how much I give them anymore.
I don't even
I think
know
I
anymore.
Broke.
Also, apparently they just call themselves collectors.
Sucks.
Sea glass collectors.
Yeah, we could have Merfolk as a level. There's a lot of things we could do.
Yeah.
We're not going to do any of these. Don't worry.
Definitely should do Trucks as our base level, though.
Yeah, Trucks.
I think Trucks.
We also sponsored by Trucks! Drive them.
Beep, beep. Plus, then and everybody gets a sponsored by.
That's
credit.
So beautiful. So? I also have to point out that I ran out of printer ink, so I didn't print off any other.
Oh, okay. I was wondering
why it's
to
a little
sponsors.
Light. I had them, and then I went to print them out. I was like, oh, yeah, forgot about that. Meant to go buy that earlier this week. Didn't do
well,
it.
Well, we did blow all of our sweet, sweet money on that.
I know,
goat
that's
simulator.
That's
so.
The problem. Yeah. The slush fund went to Goat Simulator.
Nah, it's probably worth it for
Haunt Kant.
Maybe I should do some sort of produced intro for the producer. Credit or something like Lil King. I don't know.
Hey,
why don't we just do like at the end of the video, just put a producer card on there
and then just one name
and that's it.
Produced by. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good.
But
that's
we got to do a video like an audio too.
Well, we just,
but yeah, at the end of this, at the end of the video,
yeah,
100%
produced by.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And of course, we're also sponsored by the sadly yellow jacketed. They've been lost for years. Almost certainly they have devoured one another. That is, of course, the now thrice disbanded XFL team, the LA Wild Jackets. Go Jackets. And then in Kyle's Crisis Corner, I could put that up there. Pet hair. My dog's shedding like a motherfucker, and I hate it.
It's the season.
It's
springtime.
Insane. Yep. He's so small.
Yeah.
I pull, it's, you
he's
can,
he's very
like,
fluffy, though.
Like, if you look at him, you can see, like, that there's a loose, full coat.
It's trying to work its way
and
out.
And you can, like, pull full, like, handful tufts. And that's actually very
sounds
satisfying.
Fun.
Yeah.
It is. Like, but it is, like, a nightmare. Because
you just gotta take them outside and rub them really hard.
It doesn't matter, Kim.
Yeah.
I literally will go outside and comb him for 10 minutes and then and sweep my entire house. And then the next day, a tumbleweed the size of him that's just hair will like blow across the living room.
Are you
like,
sure it's
what
not just,
the fuck?
Are you sure it's not rats? You don't have
it
rats.
It could be a rat king. I don't know. It could be a rat king.
Do you have a Furminator?
Yeah, but those aren't good for
his coat.
Dogs with double coats. Yeah, you can't do that with them.
Said we used that on Robot, and that thing was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they work for certain dogs, but like the dogs with double
they
coats.
They don't work
like
on pugs, can't. I know that.
Yeah, of course not. Why would they?
Wiry hair, that stuff is just going to get in your mouth.
That's awful. That's splinters.
Yeah. It's just going to just show up in places it shouldn't be. That's all you can do with it now.
Num, 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 num.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my crisis. So it's fine. I'll get over it. The season will be over soon.
Well, just enjoy that tuft hunting.
It is really satisfying, though.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that you would watch
you just
on
pull
YouTube.
Like a giant tuft. Yeah. Yeah. It's like my pimple popping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watley, every once in a while, we'll get these things where it's like, he gets this like elephant-y skin.
Yeah.
And the hair where that skin is,
it
just comes out. So you can see it is like
you can tell
smooth coat.
And, you go
and then
it.
There's like a little tuft sticking out. You can just grab that and pluck it.
Oh. That's what we're talking about. That's like the thing. It's very satisfying.
Yeah.
But mine I pull it out and it's like a little bouquet. It like poof, poofs out as soon as I pull it out.
That's good.
That's good shit.
You should make a polo.
I make them eat it sometimes.
Okay. This is yours. Sometimes
this
I
punish you.
You have to eat it as punishment. I don't make him eat it. I do make him smell it sometimes, and I swear to God, he like gags like he's gonna throw up. Sometimes he smells his own hair and goes,
maybe it like gets in his nose or tickles it or something.
It's like, I'm trying to get that shit off of me. Keep it away.
Leave it alone. It smells so bad. Oh God, it's my own hair. Can you imagine if you went to the barber and they cut off your hair and they plunged it on your hair? And you're like,
God, I haven't showered in 4 days. Why are you doing that? Why am I cutting your hair? You haven't showered in 4 days. I'm paying you.
I have money. I can treat you like trash.
Okay, so what I meant was, say that Kim cuts your hair.
Yes.
Poorly.
Yeah. It's almost like I've been wearing a bandana for 2 weeks.
By the way, how's your ear hair?
I don't know. I haven't taken this bandana off.
Give us an update. Ooh, that died.
Yep, there it went.
So sad. Kyle's not plugged in.
Well, I thought I was.
Here,
you're produced by.
Let me. Yeah,
it doesn't just matter anymore. Core.
How's it looking?
Well,
still,
it's all messed up right
still
now.
Yeah, it just looks greasy in general. It's so still, you're fine.
Yeah. Well, it's not greasy though. I showered.
It's pretty good.
It's fine.
It's pretty good.
It's fine.
It's pretty good.
You're all right.
It's totally fine.
Oh no!
That's bad.
No,
actually,
that's
quite
because of the bandana.
All right, Kim.
It's fine now.
Own your mistakes.
Look. In the moment, I did. But it's fine now.
Okay. Yeah. Don't stop wearing it.
Okay. Get another couple weeks.
Give it another. Yeah. Give it like 2 more weeks.
I have a job starting in a week. I gotta,
It'll probably be okay by the week.
Like, get really red faced all day. Just,
does that make your hair grow?
Squirted
like
out
one of those
more.
Play-Doh dolls.
Screw this thing out my butt and I'll get more hair.
Just take some, trim some beard hair off and just put it up
there.
Yeah,
put it on there.
Just glue it in the sides.
Yeah. Such a good idea. Such a good idea.
It's a powerful statement.
Well, we did it.
202.
Thank you all for listening and joining us on this next phase of our Patreon journey. I hope you can find a tier that is right for you, and there are lots and lots of bits of content.
There's a ton of shit. We just keep making shit.
There's more on there than ever, and we're really starting to get back into the YouTube stuff. So I want to use that channel more. I had a good time recording the video game thing, and it was easy to do,
and a thing that we maybe would have done anyway, pretty fun.
I love spending time with people but turning it into content, so I don't feel like I wasted time just enjoying life.
Yes, that's good.
Monetized.
What a sentence. Wasted time monetized. Enjoying life.
Well, you did miss a conversation before you came in here, Kyle and I, talking about how we give Joey only time and how that felt sad at the same time.
Yeah, our most precious gift.
Our most precious gift.
Time.
And then we were like, oh.
The thing we can never get
we
back.
We can never get it back.
What were you talking about giving me time for?
I don't know.
Because you got shit all the time. You were talking about how you got like books and things all
Yeah.
And Kyle's like, we don't give you anything.
We don't give
you
anything.
And I go, we're here all the time.
We give you our precious time.
Right.
The most precious.
But people waste that all the time. It's like they waste it or they want to kill it.
Yeah, that's what Brian and I are talking about.
It's what you do here.
Yeah.
I also got a new mic for recording video game stuff, so hopefully it won't sound quite as raw on the next one. But
I thought it sounded pretty
like
good.
Glass,
I think it
like
works because
on a beach.
It works pretty good because everyone sounds commie, like exticals. So I think that worked for that one.
Yeah.
Next one, Goat Simulator will have a new setup. New setup.
New setup.
New setup.
New setup.
That one's just for us.
That'll be good. Yeah, that's right.
That's just
that's
for
not
us.
Even a joke for anyone else but us.
Thank you guys, and we'll see you next time. I've been Joey Reiner.
I've been Kyle McBay.
I'm Kim.
I'm Brian.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Damn, you guys don't even.
Explosion.